big stories of the day. Hashtag SAFM Sunrise.
Good morning. Good to hear from you this morning. 086-000-2032. All right. Issues coming through about the Mbeki letter. Issues coming through about electricity this morning. Issues also coming through, I think, about what's been happening in Ekurhuleni after what's been happening in Tshwane. But let's just focus on what's happening in aviation for a moment, because the Civil Aviation Authority, they've suspended what are described as air traffic navigation procedures. Basically, this is the instrument landing system. I don't know if you've ever been in a plane that's done this. I have. And when you can't actually see what's going on, so if I look out of my window now on the sixth floor at Auckland Park, there's very, very heavy rain, and the cloud is very, very low. It's like someone cancelled sunrise for some reason today. Anyway, what that means is that when the pilots can't see, the instruments take over, and the plane kind of sort of lands itself. The instruments do a lot of helping. Well, some of these airports now, smaller airports generally, have been told they can't use their instrument landing system, which means they won't be able to land planes in bad weather. Potego Mojapele is an aviation expert. Potego, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen, and to your listeners.
Have I described the instrument landing system properly? When you can't see what's going on, the machine lands the plane.
Perfectly so. That's exactly what it does. So what basically the transponder does from the plane, it sends radio signal into the beacons that are basically on the airports. They are mainly on the airports to communicate the information and basically line up the aircraft with the runway procedurally, so that it's able to land safely without having to go into other structures that other than where it's supposed to. So when those are not there, instruments are not there, then what the pilots would do is to do what we call a VNAV, which is basically visual navigation, when there is no instrument for you to be able to navigate. So that's basically what it means.
Okay, and this is all the smaller airports. It's Richards Bay, it's Upington, it's Bram Fisher International. It's also Cape Town International. So what's gone wrong with the system that now all of them suddenly can't be used?
Look, I think they can still be used. I think what the CAA said on their statement, I think, it was that there was some procedures that were not necessarily in full working according to the regulations, and therefore ordinarily when that is not in place, the CAA will take an action to give ATNS in this case to sort them out. So particularly when it really has to do with the issues of that affects the traffic and so on. So basically what they are now doing is to say, we're giving you an opportunity to correct yourself, and if you are not able to do that, then they will continue to extend on that particular issues that they have cited on their response. However, let me just point out this, Stephen, and I think it's important. There's a context to this. This issue did not start just because there is an audit that ICAO is doing. You would remember sometime last year, this issue was raised by many pilots, particularly that were coming from the Indian Ocean, to say there is no communication. We are not able to navigate because the instrument seems not to be working. And to that effect, ATNS did confirm. They did issue the notice to say the instruments, the systems that are using, they are old and they're trying to sort out the problem. And it has been going on for over 6 months, by the way. So this is not a new thing.
Okay, because I mean, I do remember that, and there's a whole different types of radio that they used to communicate. So I know that many systems in different places all sit on the same thing. All right, to put it another way, most people use the same spreadsheet program. Okay, do all of these small airports use the same system? In other words, if there's one sort of fix, it can be done quite quickly to all of them. If they're all different systems, well, then we have a bigger problem.
Not necessarily. They differ, to be honest, and they differ with the categories. For example, Cape Town Airport would be a category one type of systems that are there. They supposed to be a category one because of the low visibility and the strong winds sometimes that are there in Cape Town. But in smaller airports like your Umtata and Richards Bay and so on, some of these airports are not necessarily managed by AXA, but they are managed by municipalities or provincial governments. Now, in terms of having the skill set of people that are able to continuously managing the systems and making sure that it's all working and so on, it can be, it's sort of difficult for them to do that, including the traffic that also comes in there. There's no enough traffic that can justify that regular service and so on. But that's not an excuse. If you are going to run an international service, it has to be up to scratch and make sure that it's working according to the regulation. If it's not working, then you should not be running that. It's as simple as that.
I mean, someone at OR Tambo is going to be on the phone to someone at Cape Town because, I mean, it seems incredible to me that it's all of these airports except OR Tambo. I mean, do they have a completely different system there maybe?
In OR Tambo, they're the same system, to be honest with you. It's the same system. Let me just also bring another point here that will at least give listeners an opportunity to understand. You would remember that we had a citation, CAA citation, that does calibration that has crashed in George. I think you know the story very well. That aircraft has not been replaced. Now, in terms of calibration that needs to happen regularly, I'm not sure if CAA has managed to get that sorted. And some of these things, they need to be calibrated on a regular basis. If you don't calibrate them, you wouldn't know that you don't have the systems are not working correctly. So that might be another issue for them, that they were not able to calibrate all these systems, and therefore, you know, come the day of audit, they want to make sure that the everything is in order, and then they start picking up some of these issues, and it's late already. You can't allow airplanes to come in when the audit is going to happen, whereas the airport is not necessarily in compliance with the regulation.
Potekha Mojapele, really do appreciate the time. Thank you. Aviation expert, as you can hear. I mean, it's fascinating and slightly scary all at the same time, but at least people being very, very careful there.